In a market where homes are still averaging over $1 million, 10 greater Boston towns are quietly handing buyers something they haven't seen in years, real negotiating power.
Let's start with the headline number. 216 properties closed in Greater Boston this past week, with an average sale price of $1.22 million and an average price per square foot of $428. The number that really jumps out to me, though, is days on market, 5 days, which tells you the overall market is still moving fast.
5 days is basically a long weekend. So if the overall market is that tight, how do we square that with the buyer leverage story we're seeing in some of these individual towns?
That's exactly the right tension to flag. The aggregate numbers mask a lot of divergence at the town level, and that divergence is where the opportunity lives right now.
So walk me through where buyers actually have some room to breathe this summer.
Braintree stands out immediately. We believe as Gioweta Preview, 24% of active listings have seen at least one price reduction, which is the highest rate on the entire South Shore. Framingham is close behind at 19% of listings reduced. And the average days on market, there is 47, which is a world away from that 5-day metro average.
47 days versus 5, that's not a small gap. What's driving Framingham specifically?
Affordability ceiling. Mostly. Sellers came in aggressive on pricing earlier in the year, and the market just hasn't met them there. You're seeing the same story in Waltham, where the median list price has dropped $42,000 from its Q1 2026 peak.
$42,000 is a real number. That's not a rounding error. What about the towns where the softness has a more specific cause?
Malden is interesting because the pressure there is coming from the supply side. Out-of-state investors are exiting, and that's creating unusual inventory at below peak prices. Burlington is a different flavor. Office-adjacent demand has softened as remote work normalizes, and 22% of listings have been reduced since April.
And Tewksbury fits that same remote work normalization story, right? Route 495 corridor cooling?
Exactly. The 495 belt had a big run-up when buyers were chasing space in a lower price point, and now that urgency has faded. Tewksbury is one of the cleaner examples of that unwinding.
Let's talk about the towns where first-time buyers or budget-conscious buyers might actually have a shot.
Stoughton is the one I'd flag first. Under 600K homes are seeing 3 to 4% price cuts, which is a meaningful first-timer moment. Woburn is also worth watching. The average price cut there is $28,000, driven by sellers who overpriced in Q1 and are now adjusting to reality.
And then there's Medford, which feels like a different kind of shift. Less about price cuts and more about what happens at the negotiating table.
Right, Medford is a behavioral shift, more than a list price story. Sellers there are routinely accepting 2 to 3% under ask, whereas 18 months ago, you were competing over ask. That's a meaningful change in the dynamic, even if the headline prices don't scream it.
And Quincy rounds out the list. What's the mechanism there?
Quincy has condo inventory at a 5-year high, and that glut is actually suppressing buyer urgency on single-family homes, too. People have options, so they're not rushing. Across all 10 of these towns, buyers who move confidently can realistically negotiate $20,000 to $60,000 off asking price.
$20,000 to $60,000 in a market where the metro average is $1.22 million. That's a real chunk. So what's the strategic read on all of this?
The window is specific and probably temporary. These towns are soft because of identifiable, correctable reasons. Overpricing, investor exits, remote work normalization. Once those pressures ease, the leverage goes with them. Summer 2026 is the moment to act in these markets, not to wait and see. And
next week, if you're targeting any of those 10 towns, come in with your comparable sales data and a number. Sellers are listening right now in a way they weren't a year ago.